And welcome back to another episode of Small Pods, and today we have a great show for you. We'll be having a new segment called Ask Google, where we don't know the answers, so we ask Google. We've got Liliana having another go at the kids' news for today with an interesting article she found during her time at school, and we also kick it off with another dad rant. Welcome and enjoy the show. And we're here again with another episode of Small Pods. Joining me today is again the lovely Liliana and the ever so funny Adrian Sacco.
Oh, okay.
What did you want me to say?
I don't know. I thought I was like eternal.
Come on. Can you come up here?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Come to the mic, guys, so people can hear you. Here we go.
Hello.
Here's our trio.
We haven't done a podcast in a long time.
That's right. We haven't been here for a while, so welcome back. And today we've got some new segments that we're going to try out and see how they go. One of which is a new one I like to call Ask Google.
Do the song.
I'll play the jingle.
There's a jingle.
Yeah, we'll do the jingle.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Let's ask Google.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Oh, we practiced it in the car.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Let's ask Google.
Then we'll know.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's try it again. You start.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Let's ask Google. Then we'll know.
Yeah.
All right. So, everybody's got three questions that everyone wants to ask Google. So we have a Google right here. And first three questions is from Lily.
Okay. Hey Google, what are the top three console games to play?
Games for PlayStation 3 include Minecraft, Grand Theft Auto 5, Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, and other games.
What's the most popular console game of all time?
I found a list on the website Forbes.com. Here are the five best-selling video games of all time.
Here we go.
Super Mario Bros. 0.40 plus million.
Oh, yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5, Wii Sports, Minecraft, and finally, Tetris.
Ooh.
Minecraft made the list.
You guys know Tetris is awesome. I remember.
Yeah, Tetris is the best.
All right.
Okay.
That was cool. I used to love Super Mario.
Hey Google, how long do goldfish live for?
My apologies, I don't understand, but I found something similar. Do you want to know how long do goldfish live in a fishbowl?
Yes.
Yes.
On the website aquariumadvisor.com, they say, it really depends on the size of the bowl and whether or not it has a filter, but even in a large bowl and with excellent care, a goldfish won't live as long as it can in a filtered tank. Without a filter, a goldfish will probably live about 2 to 3 years in a small bowl.
Yeah, because, Dad, my goldfish lived for 5 years.
Yeah, you had a filter.
He died. So, wait,
it
doesn't matter. Okay,
stop.
So, relax. Anyways, so my fish died without a tail and he only had one eye.
And one fin.
And he lived for a long time.
Yeah, he lived for a long time.
But you had a filtered tank.
Okay, here's my next question.
All right, last one from you, Lil.
Hey, Google, what would happen if there was no ozone layer?
On the website SmithsonianMag.com, they say, if there were no ozone in the atmosphere, writes NASA, the sun's intense UV rays would sterilize the Earth's surface.
Whoa.
Don't.
I think that will just, it'll pretty much destroy everything.
Yeah.
We need the ozone layer.
Okay, who's
Hang on,
next?
Is there still a hole in the ozone layer or did it get repaired? I can't remember.
Hey Google, is there still a hole in the ozone layer or has it been repaired? You don't know. We don't know. On the
website bbc.com,
let's ask Google. Then
the
we'll
ozone
know.
Layer, which protects us from ultraviolet light, looks to be successfully healing after gaping holes were discovered in the 1980s.
Oh,
the northern
go.
Hemisphere could be fully fixed by the 2030s and Antarctica by the 2060s.
Oh, there you go. It is repairing itself.
Yeah, that you didn't know. We didn't know, so we asked Google, and then we knew.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why our jingle's good.
All right. Okay, Adrian, you've got three questions to ask Google. Here you go.
Google, what are the most popular TV shows of all time?
Hey Google, what are the most popular TV shows of all time?
TV programs frequently mentioned on the web include Game of Thrones, Seinfeld, Breaking Bad, and others.
Okay, cool.
Which one is the most popular?
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help with that yet.
Well, I'd probably say Game of Thrones and Seinfeld's pretty much up there, I reckon.
Okay.
All right, go with your next question, Age.
Okay.
Here, stand up, buddy.
This is for schoolwork. Okay. What is
Hang
the
on. Okay, Google. You gotta...
Hey, Google. What is the strongest and most popular dinosaur? Schoolwork.
Here's a summary from the website theguardian.com. T. Rex was named in 1905 by the American paleontologist Henry Fairfield Osborne.
I thought it was Spinosaurus.
Well, that's why they call it Tyrannosaurus Rex, because he's the king. He's the most popular.
Oh, I forgot.
Okay, your last question here.
I don't know why I said that. Anyway, hey Google, why do people fart?
On the website medicalnewstoday.com, they say, why do we fart? Gases produced during the digestive process cause flatulence. The body produces intestinal gas as part of the process of digestion.
Well, there you go. If we didn't fart, we wouldn't be able to digest our food properly. You're welcome.
And you are very nice.
Why, thank you, Google.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay, stop complimenting
Great
the Google.
Job.
All right, my three questions. Okay, Google. Who created the Caesar salad?
Caesar salad? What's Caesar salad?
Cesar Cardini. On the website HuffPost.com, they say, legend has it that Italian-American restaurateur Cesar Cardini invented the salad in 1924 in Tijuana, Mexico.
Ah, that's interesting. I always thought it was named after like Julius Caesar or something like that. I didn't even know that. That was a good one. All right. Okay, Google. Did a dog go to space?
On the website space.com, they say, the dogs reached space on July 22, 1951, but did not orbit. They were the first mammals successfully recovered from spaceflight. After Laika, the Soviet Union sent two more dogs, Belka and Strelka, into space on August 19, 1960.
Oh, there you go. Dogs did go to space.
Thank you, Google, for sharing that.
My apologies. I don't understand.
Okay, hang on. My last question. Adrian, this one's a good one for you. You wanted to know this one too, didn't you?
What?
Okay, Google. What is the most deepest ocean?
Yeah.
On the website worldatlas.com, they say the Pacific Ocean is the deepest ocean in the world, with an average depth of 4,820 meters, 14,020 feet. Do you want a little more context?
Oh no, that'll be enough. Thank you very much.
No problem. Just let me know if you need anything.
All right.
I just need to ask Google one question.
Okay, go.
Hey Google, do you know everything?
I know enough to know I don't know everything, but I can search for anything.
You're so modest.
I'm a natural optimist, I guess.
Okay, you can go to sleep now. All right. Oh, and it turned itself off. There you go.
Yeah, hey,
so how was that? That was pretty interesting. So you can basically, what we've done here, we've really Googleized our house, haven't we, guys?
Yeah.
So we got a Google in every room. So we can
Except
talk to
for
it.
The bathroom,
well, yeah, you yeah, know, Google, I don't think Google wants to see you guys go to the toilet.
And also the laundry
and the study. This is my one in the study right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, we don't need one in the study because we've got a computer in the study.
Oh, true.
So we can Google it on the computer if we need to.
Yeah.
But we got, yeah, but it's pretty cool because we can get it to do the lights in some of the in the rooms in the house. We can do lots of things with the Google now. Yeah. So there you go. That was our Ask Google segment. This is Small Pods. Kids News. Now Lily wanted to read an article that she found today at school, the science article. The headline is Paris Zoo Unveils Mysterious Creature, the Blob.
Dun dun dun.
Alright, have a read that.
Okay.
Can I see?
In the microphone. Stand up.
Okay. A Paris Zoo has unveiled a mysterious new organism nicknamed the Blob, a yellow single-celled living thing that looks like fungus but acts like an animal. The new exhibit of the Paris Zoological Park, which went on display to the public on Saturday, has no mouth, no stomach, and no eyes, yet it can detect food and digest it. The blob can also move without legs or wings, heals itself in 2 minutes if cut in half, and has many different genetic variations, which means it has around 720 sexes. The blob is a living being which belongs to one of the nature's mysteries. Yeah, said Bruno David, director of the Paris Museum of Natural History, which includes the Zoological Park. That's what my friend Grace said. It surprises us because it has no brain, but it is able to learn. And if you merge two blobs, the one that has learned will transmit its knowledge to the other, Mr. David added. Well, that's cool. Wait, here, let's watch the video. Oh, yeah, it is moving.
Yeah, it's moving around, but look at it. This is like somebody sneezed and it's just spreading everywhere.
The blob is a living being that is part of some of nature's mysteries. We don't really know what it is. Even today, we don't yet know if it's an animal, a fungus.
Gee, it looks like some sort of like weird bacterial thing, doesn't it?
It doesn't look like a fungus or anything. It just looks like a booger that moves everywhere.
If we put it in a maze, it will learn and take the best route out of the maze to find its food. If we put an obstacle in front of it,
yeah, it looks. Geez, it looks. You know, have you ever watched? There's a actual horror movie called The Blob. It looks similar to what that thing's doing. That's pretty scary.
Oh.
Jeez.
If we fuse two blobs together, the one which learned will transmit its knowledge to the other.
That's interesting. It looks kind of like, it's like a weird, I don't know. Looks like something that would come out of the fridge after a whole, you know, after a couple of months.
When the blob was put in a maze, it took the best way out of the maze to find its food. It also learned how to get past a barrier of salt to get its food. One food the zoo has tried giving it is oatmeal, which is rolled oats or porridge, which it seemed to like. A study in 2016 found the species didn't like coffee and could learn to avoid it. The blob was named after a 1958 science fiction horror movie in which an alien life form, the blob, consumes everything in its path.
So where do they find this blob?
They named it after the horror movie.
Oh, that's not, yeah, what we were just saying. Where do they find this thing? They've got it in a zoo, but what the hell? Where'd they find this? Did they discover it? No, what did it say at the beginning? Did you read it? They just unveiled it. But where the hell did they find it? Did they create this or something? Oh, it's some sort of fungus. Where? Hang on, go back. Go back. Short story and yada yada yada. Yeah, it's a fungus. It's a weird. Yeah, that's weird. What does some of the comments say? It's very concerning to me because how have we not found it all this time? It is a new species or just a new found species? Well, that's a pretty interesting comment to write too. Like, after all these years, they suddenly found this thing called a blob and discovered that it's actually got some kind of sentience. It can find food and everything. I just want to say, if I cut the blob in half, how does it heal so quickly? Does it really heal itself in 2 minutes?
I feel like
somebody doesn't know how to spell properly, eh?
Yeah.
What's another one from Anonymous? Well, I want to see that in person. Would it smell like slime? Because it looks like slime. I'm going to ask my parents if I can have a pet blob.
I would teach it to break
Dan. And I would teach it to break dance and me become famous. Okay. That's like flubber. Looks like... Well, hang on. Go back up. Can you stop scrolling so fast? There you go. Looks like yellow paint tub split. What else does someone say here? It looks a bit like expired custard. Yeah, it's true. It does. Looks like mac and cheese.
It looks like
a year old mac and cheese.
Maybe don't let it be your pet for now until we get more info.
I think someone took that person too seriously. What else? Any more good ones? I will teach it to wave and dance. It's mashed up corn. It actually does look like something someone just got, like a real off mac and cheese or creamed corn, and then just done some special effects and just said, here you go, here's a new species that we found.
Oh my gosh, this person said they're disgusting. Go up.
Whoa, the dishes.
Go up.
Oh, they're trying to grow more blobs.
Yeah.
So I feel like,
if they're going to feed it, it's just going to keep growing and growing, and then it's going to keep eating and eating, and then before you know it, we're going to have a world full of blobs.
Dude.
And we'll be extinct.
The Paris Zoo.
Okay.
Where did the Paris...
Why don't we just ask Google? Look, Google's right here.
No.
What did you want to ask? Okay.
Blob. Hang on.
Okay, Google.
Oh, it grew its organism.
Huh.
That Google from the kitchen heard us.
No, look, the Paris Zoological Park grew its organism. So it grew it.
Shush.
The Google from the other room just heard us. Hang on. You didn't even ask it then, did you?
No. That's weird. It just said about organisms.
That's freaky, man. Creepy. That's freaky. Google in the other room overheard what we're talking about.
It's like this is a picture of the blob.
Yeah.
Maybe we should. No, you can show this picture to
on our Facebook.
Put it
on
the Facebook. All right, we'll put it on our Facebook page. So actually, we'll put the article. We'll post the article on our Facebook page so everyone can have a look at it and give your opinion on what you think this blob is, because I have no idea where they found it. I have no idea where it came from. They just found this organism randomly.
No, they say it made the... Because I searched it up and they said it made the organism.
No, they didn't make it. How can you make that?
Oh, then why does it say?
It's telling you how to... It's a classroom activity that you can just make your own. But this is a biological... entity they found. This is an actual living thing. How bizarre. Alright, we'll post it to our Facebook page. You guys can have a look at it. Alright, that was Lily with the kids' news. Now it's time for...
Age rants.
I was going to say it at the same time. Right. Now it's time for...
Age rants!
Alright, so Adrian, you wanted to have a rant today. Yeah. Come over here. Talk to everybody. Tell them what your rant is all about.
Okay.
So you have to stand up here, buddy.
Okay.
There you go. In front of the mic.
So, my rant is about the toilets at school. So.
Of course it's that.
What?
It's always about something to do with toilets.
Exactly.
All right.
Anyway. So what happened was, there were these kids that kept flushing the toilet over and over and over. Then it filled up and the water never went down. And then people just kept flushing it again And then the actual whole toilet overflowed. And when everyone used it, they'd flush the toilet and the pee would go everywhere.
Yeah.
And you'd have to step in a pile of pee.
Yeah, so the pee... Well, hang on a minute. So somebody is flushing the toilet over and over again and causing it to overflow.
Yeah.
But then somebody, even though it's overflowing, somebody is still peeing in it.
Yeah, some people even just pee in it even though they see it overflowing. That's how dumb some people can be.
Are you serious? Why are people doing that?
It's in the boys' bathroom at school.
Boys are disgusting. How can you do that? And you're stepping in somebody's pee.
And then in one of the sink, there's all this blue stuff and some people put tissues in the sink.
What blue stuff?
I don't know, it's just blue stuff.
Is it those blue cakes? Those little round things to keep it smelling nice?
No.
Oh, what blue
not
things?
Not in all of them, in just one of them. Some people destroy the sinks. They make them disgusting. Like one day someone stuffed a whole lot of tissues in them.
Oh, you boys, why don't you gotta look after the toilets, man.
Exactly, that's what the principal keeps saying.
Otherwise, where are you going to go to pee and poo during school if the toilets are all clogged?
Yeah, we can't. And so you just flush the toilet and water goes everywhere, dripping with pee.
You know what they need?
And Lucas said you could have a shower in it.
You know what you need to do?
What?
You need to go to your principal and you need to suggest for an idea. You need a pee police. So a group of kids nominate themselves to guard the toilets during lunch and recess. And they call themselves the pee police, or the pee and poop police. What do you think?
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, you can be in charge. You can be the captain.
Yeah.
Tell Mr. Calabria, right, tomorrow. Oh, not tomorrow. It's today's Friday. Will you tell him when you get back to school on Monday, Mr. Calabria, I want to be captain of the pee and poop police. I want to guard the toilets for you. What do you think?
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what happens is, like, you just flush the toilet. Lucas says you can have a shower in it. So people just...
Yeah, what? Hang on. You're not going to have a shower in the toilet.
I know, but if there was someone disgusting, like...
What?
No, he was just...
You can't tell
the toilet's too small.
I know, but he was just being...
What are you stammering?
You're
going...
Okay. So, anyway, yeah. If you flush the toilet... So, when you...
Okay. Number one, no showering the toilet.
Yeah.
Number two... No, you've got to tell these boys whoever's doing it. Do you know who it is? What grade are they?
No.
Oh, okay.
No one knows who
it is. All right. Go to Mr. Calabria on Monday and tell him, Mr. Calabria... I'm going to be captain of the pee and poo police for St. Angela's.
What, Mr. Calabria's not going to be there?
Yeah, he's there until the end of the year.
Hey, Dad. Yo. Are you doing a dad rant?
I think it's time for...
Oh.
Dad rant!
Well, age rant is over.
Yeah, age rant is over. We've solved your rant.
Yeah.
Now it's time for my dad rant. Yeah, my dad rant.
Well, has to say it, Dad rants.
No, she can do it at the end. Sorry, let me just get on with it because we're going to be here forever. All right, my dad rant for today. So recently we heard the story about me getting my car fixed, right? So I got it all fixed. It's all awesome. Hang on, let me just move this microphone up. So the car got fixed. It's all done. It's all sorted. Now, what I'm getting a bit tired of these days is every time you do any... No, that's another rant for another day. Every time you got to do something these days, whether you're getting your car fixed or serviced, whether you're going to the shops, whether you're buying some new clothes, whether you're getting new insurance, no matter what it is, no matter what you do, someone is always emailing or SMSing you a damn customer satisfaction survey. I am getting spammed with customer service satisfaction surveys. Oh my God. It's like if I have something negative or positive to say to you, I will just say it, right? While you are servicing me, while you are while you are in the middle of doing whatever transaction I'm doing. I will tell you if you're doing a crap service or a good service. I don't need you to email me a day or two later. So, you know, I can put in if how many stars you get for whatever reason, right? It's just, it's so frustrating. And it frustrates me with telcos too. So when I call Telstra and complain that the services aren't working, then they send me, they either keep me on hold to do a survey on how they did with their service, or they email me a service satisfaction. It's like, you did a crap job. I called to complain. What do you think I'm going to say on these surveys? I don't understand what they expect. It's just, and it's bizarre because even if they did a good job, these people, they think that they're going to get a good satisfactory result when they get these surveys back, because in this day and age, you've got so many passive-aggressive people who just want to be negative about everything that they're just going to put low marks for everything. So I don't even know where, how this stupid rating system works. But I'm getting tired of it. I'm just getting tired of having to fill these surveys out. Every email and every SMS. Dad, it's crazy. Yes, Adrian.
Remember when we were going shopping and then this person just kept emailing you?
Which, I don't know. That happens all the time,
was
buddy.
That Tom Tech? Oh,
who? Tom?
Remember there was this guy in the job and he just kept messaging you over and over and over.
Tom. Oh, no, that was a Tom Tech. That was, I think that, no, that was Tony.
Tony Tech.
That's Tony, yes.
Tony kept trying to call
you. Oh, yes, he was calling me a lot.
Tony, stop.
Yeah, yep, he was calling me a lot. Yes, that is true. Yes, so.
Something off him in Stark Industries.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. All right. So anyway, that's pretty much it. I'm these customer satisfaction surveys. I don't know what they expect. They're sending it out for everything these days. I mean, I can't even buy toilet paper these days without getting an email. It's like, how did you like our toilet paper? You know, it's crazy. It's insane. Like, it's just, it's spam. It's crap. All right. So anyway, that was my point. I got my point across, and that was my
dad
rant. Yeah, Lily, where's your...
Yep.
All right, guys, that brings us to the end of another show. Thank you again for joining us. This was Daniel, Lily, and Adrian. You guys need to come up and say your own names because I'm not doing all the work for you.
Ready? Go. All right.
This was Daniel,
Lily,
with the Small Pods. Thank you for joining us. Check out our Facebook page. Like, comment, give us... okay. Oh, come on, one last question for Google. Go.
Hey, Google. Why do people make podcasts?
On the website LifeWire.com, they say, podcasts for specialized interests. Podcasts are also a great way for people to listen to content that is of a particular special interest. Yeah.
See? Thank you, Google. All right. See? Everybody wants to listen to the dad rant. All right. Thank you again for joining us. Like, subscribe, enjoy, and have a great whatever you're doing. See you later.
Don't forget me. Don't whistle.
All right. You got to say goodbye.
Okay.